Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by Tim Miller. He is the city administrator for the city of Sonora. We're getting an update on things like the budget, business activity, and happenings in the city of Sonora. Mr. Miller, next thing I want to ask you about is Vision Sonora. That's been a big project, of course, in the community for the past several years. What's kind of the latest when it comes to the Vision Sonora efforts?
Well, BJ, there's a couple of grant-funded projects that are pretty significant that are taking place. The first I'd like to talk a little bit about is the Stockton, Washington Transit Project, and that's a project to develop a transit stop and related improvements initially proposed down on Washington near Church, and through the public process and concerns that were expressed, the area of consideration was expanded from Church down Washington to Stockton, and then Stockton south to Green. So there's a study area now that's larger, and we're going to be moving forward this year with the environmental review and preliminary engineering and design for that project. The council will be considering at their next meeting bringing on a consultant for that scope of work, and there'll be a whole public participation process through that preliminary design and engineering effort. It's to help develop facilities for the transit system, as well as some street improvements and better pedestrian access, depending on the location of the transit stop. The second project is the Red Church Circulation and Pedestrian Improvement Project, and it is also in the design and preliminary engineering phase. And we'll be soliciting proposals for that work, and then taking that on to the council later this year. But that will look at improved pedestrian crossings in the vicinity of City Hall across to the east side of Washington, as well as realigning the Snell Street Washington intersection, and then doing some additional pedestrian improvements, landscape improvements in the vicinity of the Red Church back to the Terzic parking structure. So that's the second project. And then the TCTC is taking the lead on a third project, which would look at pedestrian improvements and streetscape improvements on Washington between Stockton and basically Elkin, or the limits of where the other project is located, looking at crosswalks, looking at additional lighting and pedestrian amenities in that segment of Washington between Stockton and between the Stockton project and the Red Church project. The council will be considering that project in July in support of a possible application for funding at this point. So it's very early. It's in the very early stages. So those are the major projects that are being looked at. And we'll be continuing with additional trash receptacles in the downtown, placement of those, as well as the benches, and as well as some directional signage for getting people better informed about where our off-street parking locations are, public parking lots are. Some of the groups that are involved with the Vision Sonora project, as well as the chamber, are continuing with their second Saturday art night. They're beginning their concert series in Coffle Park. And then we have some local businesses like the Tap Room that are holding other events in the downtown. So there's a lot of things happening during the spring and summer in the downtown to bring people downtown in support of the merchants and the businesses in the downtown area. So every year we see more and more activities taking place downtown, in addition to our traditional events that we hold that are city sponsored.
I remember not too long ago the city made some improvements to Coffle Park and kind of spruced it up a little bit. Is that working out as a pretty good area for concerts and that type of thing?
Yeah, it seems to. And there's some more work. We're going to be installing a handicap ramp from Green Street down into the park to facilitate ADA access. That's a project that we had hoped to get to in this year's budget, and we'll carry it over for this coming year. But the venue seems like a good place to hold the events that the chamber's hosting, and that will that will be kicking off shortly.
What kind of a timeline are we looking at when it comes to the Lineberg plans that have been looked at in closing down that street?
So the Vision Sonora Design Committee and through the Vision Sonora Main Committee had made the recommendation for a closure. The council has not made a decision yet on the permanent closure, but they have directed us to take it to the next step, which is to prepare an environmental document, and I do have the proposal in from our consultant to start that work, and we'll authorize that environmental review, and hopefully in about 60 days we can get back to the council with that document, and then that will allow them to make their decision on ultimately whether they want to have a permanent whether they want to close it at all or close it on a temporary basis or close it on a permanent basis. So they'll be considering that in the next 60 days or so.
We'll see soon. And then I also want to ask you about marijuana. That's a big topic. It seems like at the recent candidates forum, everyone you went to, whether it was city or county races, there'd be questions asked about marijuana. Some people may not realize city of Sonora has its own jurisdiction, Tuolumne County its own jurisdiction with different rules and so forth in place. So what can you tell us just about what the city has implemented on marijuana and what are some of the things still to be decided?
Let me take this somewhat slowly and trying to be clear about where we are. The city's done two things. They have considered what they're going to allow in terms of personal cultivation, and the council has adopted an ordinance that under state law, the city can't not allow personal cultivation, but they can in some ways regulate it. The city has taken the position that there is no outdoor cultivation allowed for personal cultivation. That's got to be within the structure on the property. And there's some criteria that anybody that grows for personal use has to follow. And then there's a permit process for personal cultivation that exceeds the 6 plants that are otherwise allowed by the state law that the city needs to follow. So that's... that's one step in the process that's been completed. Based on the recommendations from the marijuana working group, the council took action with respect to commercial activities for cannabis. And let me walk through what their decisions were. There is no commercial cultivation allowed in the city. But what is allowed is cannabis dispensaries for medicinal purposes only, and there are certain zones in which they can be located, which are the commercial and industrial zones within the city, but not within what's described as benefit zone A, which is the downtown historic zone. So a dispensary cannot be located within that zone, nor can any of these businesses be within 600 feet of a school, youth center, daycare, church, or park. And that's a list that's a little more comprehensive than what the state provides for. So a dispensary for medicinal purposes can be permitted. Cannabis manufacturing is also allowed both for medicinal and adult use, but only within our manufacturing zone, and there's a limit on the size of that business. And then the other category that's allowed is also a cannabis testing facility, and also within the light manufacturing zone. City has very limited manufacturing zones, so the expectation that there's an expectation there won't be very many of those businesses if they're allowed at all. We expect there may be no more than a couple of dispensaries in the city. So that's what's allowed by ordinance. The process for a business to be established is rather comprehensive. The city did a solicitation for interested operators. We did an RFP process. We received 4 applications. We interviewed those applicants. And we're in ongoing conversations with 2 of them with regard to establishing a dispensary in town. The process for any business to establish any commercial cannabis operation will require both a development agreement, which is basically a contract between the operator and the city that will spell out the details of the operation and the monies that will be paid to the city for that purpose, and then also a conditional use permit from the Planning Commission with respect to the conditions of the development of that property for that business. So we'll be moving forward in negotiations with these businesses. If we reach agreement, we'll take the development agreement first to the Planning Commission, then to the council, and then they'll have to get their use permit through the Planning Commission as well. And then the last thing that the council has done is adopted a resolution to establish a tax up to 15% on gross receipts of any cannabis business. That may or may not be applied to the businesses that have a development agreement. We expect that there will be a fee incorporated in that agreement that the businesses would pay on a monthly basis to the city for the privilege of having their dispensary or manufacturing or testing facility. So, and we're at the very, like I said, we're at the very early stages of considering those applications and which ones we would move forward with in the process.
When you were mentioning the different rules and restrictions for medicinal dispensaries, I was going through in my head and thinking about that seems like a relatively small area and where they could be. Are there certain regions or that really stand out?
Generally, the area that a dispensary could be located would be down on Stockton in the vicinity of the fairgrounds and that portion of Stockton Road to be out of the restricted zones that would otherwise apply. There are some areas out 49 to the north that may have some properties that would qualify. And then the other area is Mona Way heading up towards Fur Drive and some of the business locations out in that vicinity. But it's a very limited, there's very limited areas by design, and none of them in the downtown specifically. And then you have to make them fit around these other setbacks, if you will, from these other uses. So, but there are locations that are available if there's property owners willing to sell or lease to the cannabis business, and the businesses that we have talked with have some potential locations that they're looking at. So, we'll go through the next step in the process, see if we can get terms set for the development agreement and then move forward to the commission and council with those draft documents.
You take one more break. We're talking with Tim Miller, Sonora City Administrator, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined by Craig Pedro, Tuolumne County Administrator, to get an update on the county's budget that will take effect on July 1st. We'll be back with our final segment with City Administrator Tim Miller coming up next.